Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
8:45 now, quarter till nine, Halloween morning, 2024. Talking to Captain Michael Glasser, president of Pano, about what's going on with the promotion procedure. Good morning, Captain. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm a little bit confused because we spent some time with you last Friday going through how all of this works and the testing procedure and how it compares with other cities and everything else and how, and I'm looking at the NOLA.com article here. Written by Missy Wilkinson, that quotes the chief as saying that the mayor paused a round of high-ranking police promotions, that the top of the promotional rankings were two officers who signed off on an internal investigation into Cantrell's former bodyguard and alleged paramour, now retired officer Jeffrey Vappi. Those decisions affects these promotions as well as that for the rank of captain. She obviously was given a list, understanding it was not a final list. She had opinions about it, and yes, she did have a say in stopping the promotions. Well, yesterday they had a press conference where she said that Kirkpatrick, the superintendent, says that she's in lockstep with the mayor. What the hell's going on?
Well, that's a good question. Initially, when we had this conversation last week, there were alleged problems with the second part of this promotional examination, and those problems were never really identified. We weren't told who complained. We weren't told what the complaints were or what they centered around, just that there were problems and it was impossible to go forward with it. And now the solution seems to be to have the exact same portion of the test with just different reviewers, that rather than have a panel of deputy chiefs from inside NOPD do it, it's going to be outside assessors are going to come in and look at the exact same thing with the exact same process, which suggests that the problem was a question of bias from the panel, which we have yet to hear about that. But apparently that's what it must be, because that's the only thing that's being corrected, is the changing of reviewers.
Let's talk about the both parts of the test for people that didn't listen last Friday, because, you know, I found it interesting. It is a little bit convoluted, but tell me about when it comes to tests for in this case, I guess we're talking about majors, yes, captains?
Well, it's for the entire classified service, but in this particular case, we have a captain's test for lieutenants, and we have a major's test for captains that were done at the same time. Same procedure, slightly different questions because it's a different promotional position, but the procedure was identical and it was done at exactly the same time.
So tell me about the two halves, as you told me last week. There's one part.
Okay,
that's...
first half is conducted by an outside company hired to do that process by civil service, and that is an assessment, what's basically called an assessment center type of test. The candidate is presented with certain scenarios on video. And once the presentation is made, the candidate has an opportunity to suggest what they would do and how they interpret the situation and what they would do to remedy it. The scenario will then continue on, and there may be two or three parts to it, and then there'll be another completely different scenario. And after three or four of those scenarios, that response that has been given by the candidate is then going to be evaluated and given a score. And that's the civil service score of 50%. The other half is basically a background. It's a work history, resume, disciplinary record, evaluations, and a writing sample, which is then evaluated by a panel of deputy chiefs from the NOPD, and that is scored. And then those two scores are put together, 50% each, to come up with a final list. That's the way it was done up until September 25th, because that process was articulated by CAO policy 143R, which was rescinded 2 days after the list came out. So while it was used for this list, it's no longer in effect now, if you want to get more confused.
Yeah, so are you going to have to, I know because you had taken the majors test, are you and other people that are trying to get promoted going to have to retake a test with a second, whoever this is, instead of a panel of deputy chiefs? Who is supposed to be conducting it now?
Well, no. The short answer is no. It will be re-reviewed, but we're not going to participate in it because basically we submitted a packet which would include our resume, our last 2 years' evaluations, a PIB record, a writing sample, and a cover letter. That's already been submitted. It was reviewed by a panel of deputy chiefs. Now it will be reviewed by an outside assessors. So it's the same packet. They already have it. They're just going to get different people to look at it and grade it.
So let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I was talking to Ronald Surpass yesterday, and he said something, and this was before this news broke, about consent decree and why would you have a department under a consent decree, and I'm paraphrasing him here. Ronald, if you're listening, you can call in and correct me, but I think what you were saying, what he was saying is that why would you have a department that's under a consent decree evaluate their own panel, or rather provide the panel to investigate or at least check the background as part of this testing procedure for promotions. But I could make a case either way, Captain. I'll get your take when we come back. I could get make a case where it's better if you don't know who these people are and you just judge them on what's submitted. But I think there's also something to be said about, you know, there are nuances involved, and maybe it's sometime better to know who it is that you're talking about. And the other thing is that, should the mayor have even been involved in reviewing this list at all, if the testing procedure was approved by civil service, should this have just been up to the chief to look at and then make her decision based on that? It just seems like, and the other concern I have, and I'll just say this personally, you don't have to get involved if you don't want, is that it seemed as though the police chief was acting, and Kirkpatrick was acting independent of the mayor. Now I'm beginning to wonder if that's still the case or not. We'll find out. We come back, 852, 8 to 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 856, 4 to 9, Tommy Tucker talking to Captain Michael Glasser, president of PANO, about this change. Lily Cummings from Channel 4 calling it a hastily called news conference last night with NOP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Idea about having the test results that have already been issued and approved by civil service. Correct me if I say anything wrong, Captain. They have been approved by civil service, right? The testing procedure.
Well, the first half has been. The second half was not governed by civil service at all.
Okay. So therein lies the problem, I guess. So the second half traditionally then goes to who for approval or to whom? The mayor or
the... Well, you see, you're using the word traditionally, and the problem is that the tradition has only gone back 3 years since there's a CAO policy, mm-hmm. which has now been rescinded. Let me tell you how it's supposed to work. Then I'll tell you what did happen.
All right.
Okay? Under the Constitution...
We got 3 minutes left, Captain, just so you know. We got 3 minutes left. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll make it fast.
All right.
Under the Constitution, Article 10, civil service is responsible for rulemaking, for administration and regulation of employees in the classified service, which means also a governed promotions. Additionally, the consent decree, okay, requires the Civil Service Commission to work with the city to come up with a fair and equitable system of promotion, and that civil service is then empowered to investigate violations of the consent decree regarding Article 10. That's what we're asking civil service to do now, is to investigate this process. The problem is civil service is supposed to be the arbiter of promotions, and they're supposed to put together an eligibility roster, give it to the city, and then the department promotes from the eligibility roster. But some years ago, the city decided they didn't want to do that. They wanted to take the list from civil service and then manipulate it on their own, under their own rules, and then see how they can massage it into something better or different from what the civil service gave them. Therein lies the rub with this. This is exactly what happened here. The second part of this test was not done by civil service. It was done internally, and apparently there are problems with it. We still have not been told what those problems are, other than the city has now decided that they're just going to change the reviewers from deputy chiefs to outside assessors, presuming then that there is some allegation of bias on the part of the internal reviewers. That's what we're left with. That's the only thing I can think of. But so far, we still haven't been told what the problem was, but this is their remedy.
When you say some years ago, how far back are you going?
3 years, until the CAO policy came out in 2021, until it was rescinded September 25th.
Does this give you cause a pause or make you wonder if the superintendent is now kind of being influenced, overly influenced by the mayor? I know she works for the mayor, but...
Well, I think what's going to ultimately happen here, Tommy, is that, like I said, we're going to petition civil service, and if civil service follows the rules and follows the law, and we have no reason to doubt that they will conduct that investigation. We'll get to the bottom of this and find out what the problem was with that second half, because we've alleged all along that that second half being arbitrated by the department instead of civil service is constitutionally incorrect. And we believe that's how it'll turn out in the end, and we'll restore that process to civil service and take it out of the hands of the mayor, take it out of the hands of the superintendent, take it out of the hands of everybody in terms of an eligibility roster.
Thank you, Captain.
We're looking to do.
Thank you, Captain. Appreciate it. Newell and Rafael Gronetche can talk about this later.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.